Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Well, folks, it appears that the masks are coming off in more ways than one. And by that, I mean that, as predicted, the liberal left are taking off their masks and showing the world who they really are and what they really want, what their agenda really is. And I predicted this would happen as soon as they came into power. You know, it's very easy when you're trying to get the middle-of-the-road vote or you're trying to sway some people over to your side to say, no, I'm so middle of the road. I'm so this, I'm so that. I want everyone in America is equal. We want to get everybody together. And yeah, I know you do. And then the moment you get into power, you say, screw that. We now rule, and we're going to show you who we really are. And they're sure doing a good job of it, aren't they? Let's just start with this. CNN, who, let's face it, is the home base of the Liberal Party, absolute home base of the Liberal Party, and by the way, who has been wrong about nearly everything and shown bad judgment about nearly everything. Remember when they jumped on the Nicholas Sandman thing before they had the whole entire story? Remember when they were kissing Michael Avenatti's behind and saying he should run for president before they realized he was a blackmailer and a scam artist and a wife beater and everything else under the sun? They show very poor judgment. But in this case, I'm not going to let them off the hook. Apparently, a CNN contributor by the name of Adil Raha tweeted, what the world needs now is another Hitler. In, I guess, a commentary upon the Israeli-Palestine conflict. Well, this was a step too far. And CNN has now disavowed themselves from him, saying they will no longer use him as a contributor in any way, shape, or form, or have any further dealings with him. Well, that may sound good. And I'm sure there are some of you out there saying, well, they probably really didn't know. No, wrong. Because this man didn't just do this once. He has a history of these type of tweets, a history of them. He tweeted he was rooting for Germany in the World Cup because they knew how to handle the Jews. And a few other anti-Semitic comments. Over the course of time, this wasn't in a week. This was over the course of a long period of time, so CNN doesn't vet any of the people who come onto their show as experts, who come onto their show to give their opinions. You don't vet any of them. Funny, they sure are scouring the Twitter account of Donald Trump. They sure are scouring the Twitter account of all the Republicans, but they don't want to do it to their own. And then when they find out something like this, they're aghast. Oh, I didn't know. How was I to know? I don't know, because it's your job to know. That's how you're supposed to know. It's your job to know who you're putting on the air. You ignoramuses? How was I to know Michael Avenatti was blackmailing companies? I don't know. Why don't you check into it, Einstein? Instead of making fools out of yourselves and saying, you should run for president, you're so wonderful, you're so this, you're so that. Yeah. Great judges of character over there at CNN. Or are they? Maybe they know all this stuff and they just don't care. But that's the tip of the iceberg, because let's stay for a minute with this conflict in Israel. The Squad, some of the dumbest people on the planet, by the way, have basically all come out and said, well, now they had to say, well, we disavow, obviously, we do not support Hamas's missile attack. However, there's always a however. Have you noticed that? Instead of just stopping right there and saying, no, we disavow, this is horrible. However, the retaliation, there are also innocent Palestinians and Muslims being killed. Yes, there are, and it's a horrible, horrible shame. But if I know, sitting here behind a microphone, why that is, so do you. But in case you don't, let me educate you. Hamas is a terrorist group. They put their missile structures next to hospitals, schools, houses, thinking, of course, no one will ever try to blow them up. And if they do, and we kind of hope they do, we're then going to run to the press and say, Israel blew up a school. Israel blew up a hospital. They're horrible, terrible people. No, you're the horrible, terrible people. You're purposely putting your people in harm's way, crossing your fingers that they do suffer mass casualties so that you can then run to the press with a sob story and look like the good guys. That's what's happening. It's not up for debate. That's what's happening. And the squad knows that. They don't care because they're anti-Semites, all of them. Every last one of them. Every last one of them. Oh, by the way, the House Democrats all voted not to put any sanctions on Hamas. So here's what it kind of is the equivalent of. If someone attempts to mug you on the street, knocks you down and attempts to take your wallet, and you punch them in the face and knock their teeth out, and they say, you had no right to knock that person's teeth out. Why didn't you just give your money up? How dare you? You escalated it. That man would still have teeth if it wasn't for you. He'd also still have teeth if he didn't try to mug me. You understand where I'm coming from? What is it that you want Israel to do, AOC? Missiles are being launched at them. And they're supposed to say, oh, those wacky Hamas, they're at it again. Oh, well, everybody go down in the basements, run for cover. Try to minimize the casualties. They'll get sick and tired of it sooner or later. That's what they want Israel to do. Now you have idiots saying, well, you know, it's about a land struggle. It's about homeland and who owns certain areas. No, it's not. Because the leader of Hamas has clearly said, my goal is to eradicate every single Jew from the planet. Well, not every single Jew lives in Israel. By the way, why don't you want people all do your homework? You know, like Arabs, they can vote in Israel. Jews can't vote in Palestine. Arabs can own a business in Israel. Jews can't own a business in Palestine. Arabs can vote in Israel. Jews can't vote. I mean, the list goes on and on. They can't live their life. They're actually treated better in Israel than treated in their own country, where you can apparently be killed for being homosexual. But these aren't the terrorists. No, no, no. All we want to do is centrally focus upon the women and children that were unfortunately and tragically hurt or killed. I understand. That's a horrible situation. But do you understand that when in times of war, people are supposed to protect the vulnerable. They're supposed to protect those who are innocent, not purposely put them in harm's way for good press. That's the act of terrorism. And that's what Hamas is. They're a terrorist group. And we now have people sitting in the House who apparently support terrorist groups. That's just wonderful. And they openly do it, by the way. We now have news outlets who have contributors who openly call for the extinction of Jews. Openly. Calls for another Hitler. What the world needs now is another Hitler, according to Mr. Adir Raha. Nice guy. Real nice guy. No, but it's not enough. It's not enough that they were filled with anti-Semites now, which the left, to a large extent, has always been. It has always confused me why so many Jewish people are Democrats, when they just do not understand how much anti-Semitism is running wild in the Democratic Party. But that's not all of it. In fact, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Let's take this great story. The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, allegedly held a press conference where she said no white reporters are allowed. Now, I didn't believe this. And I said, well, it's got to be a summit on racial inequality, or it's something about black heritage or something. There's got to be a reason. Because no one would do this in their right mind. So I looked into it. It's worse than I thought. It's not just one press conference. She said she will no longer do one-on-one interviews with anyone who is not black or brown. Which means she no longer represents the entirety of her city, and she should instantly be removed from office. She is, in fact, a racist, a complete and utter racist. When you exclude someone because of the color of their skin from something that is supposed to be open to everyone, you are a racist. So it's not bad enough we have anti-Semites, we have racists, we have Marxists, we have communists. They're all infiltrated the left wing of the Democratic Party, and I'm telling you right now, they've taken it over. They're taking it over. Schools today. Critical race theory is three words that could be boiled down into just one: racism. It's teaching your children you're horrible because you were born white. You're terrible. You're an oppressor. You're a horrible individual. You should be ashamed. You have so much to atone for. You couldn't possibly hope in your lifetime to atone. It's got companies like Coca-Cola saying, could our employees try really hard to be less white? That's a real statement. That's a real statement. That's not a Saturday Night Live skit. That's not some stupid thing. That's a real statement. We would like our employees to try hard to be less white. Oh. Could we reverse that? Could we reverse that and get away with it? How about if Coca-Cola said, yeah, you got to try to be less black? There would be no Coca-Cola today. None. Zero. They would be off the market. But it's okay, because critical race theory, see. And then ask yourself, why are schools teaching this? This is an ideology. This isn't a fact. A school is supposed to tell you 2 + 2 = 4. Here's how you get to that conclusion. School's supposed to tell you, here is how a battery is made in your science class. School's supposed to tell you, this is the way a word is spelled. This is the proper structure for a sentence, for writing a sentence. They're not supposed to teach you ideology. I guess it's just okay then if we go to school and they say, okay, the next class is why the left are evil, horrible, racist, and anti-Semitic bastards. Billy, get out your book. See that picture of Lori Lightfoot? She is a racist. She said that white people will not have interviews with her. See that nice CNN logo, Billy? I want you to do an essay and write in so many words why CNN is a propaganda anti-Semitic company. Would you let your kids? I wouldn't let my kids into that class, even though I believe that wholeheartedly. But that's my belief. That's not facts. I don't send my kids to school to get your belief system ingrained in their head. If I had children, I sure as hell would be raising a fuss right now. And I'm glad to say some of the American people are. Some of the American people are. And now we hear we want an investigation into the insurgency that happened. Oh, what an insurgency it was. It was such an insurgency. Oh, my goodness gracious. Some people broke into the Capitol building because they were angry, because they thought their voices weren't being heard. Did they have guns? No. Oh, well, I thought you said it was an insurgency. I thought you said they planned this and everybody was going to overthrow the government. They were going to overthrow the government with what? Their cell phone and a video recorder? We actually have videotape of police officers telling this idiot in the Viking hat and another guy, we don't have any problem with you guys being in here. But you got to stay peaceful. There can't be any violence. There can't be any disruption or vandalism. And you hear these people saying, okay, folks, you heard that, right? No destruction, no vandalism. Everybody stay calm. We're here to express our voice, not to break up. That video exists. Do you think that's what happens during an insurgency? I'll tell you what would have happened during the insurgency. They all would have came with guns. They'd have pounded people over the head with them. They'd have opened fire on anybody who was opposed to them. They didn't do that. This wasn't an insurgency. And they don't want to open this investigation because of that. Oh, that's the excuse they're using. But let me ask you a question. You got on video the people who you think did vandalism or possibly assaulted other people or whatever. Arrest them. Charge them with a crime. I don't have any problem with that. If these people vandalized or assaulted people, they belong in jail. They belong in prison. Left wing, right wing, I don't care. They broke the law. They belong in prison. But you already have that. You already know who the actors were. So why do you want to open the investigation? I'll tell you why. It's double-fold. One is, you have included some language in this request for an investigation that says we want to explore the possible incitement, things that could have contributed to this insurgency. Ah, you know what that's code word for? We want to scan your social media, find any groups who said the election was rigged or that they think the election was fraudulent or that they think that there were some problems in the voting machines or they think whatever, and you people are now insurgents. You help to incite this. You're evil, anti-governmental people, and you need to be dealt with. Yeah, that's communism. That's communism, and that's what they want to do. That's why they want to open up this investigation. They already have the people who did it. They already have the bad actors. Mr. Viking helmet guy's in prison or in jail. By the way, CNN, they bought the footage from some guy that was in there. Oh, yeah, he was a real Trump supporter. We have him on videotape saying, we need to drag Donald Trump out of the White House by force. That's not insurgency? That's not inciting insurgency? Why don't you do an investigation into that? Incitement. No, you only want to do it to the right wing. So let's just boil down what really happened. I'll tell you what really happened. You changed the rules of an election at the last minute to suit your party. You did it illegally. You used COVID as an excuse. You stole the election. And the American people were pissed. And they have a right to be pissed because you silenced their voices. But they didn't come in there with guns blazing to take over the government. There was no insurgency. Stop. You're making fools out of yourselves. It was a few people who got a little carried away, got in there, and a few bad actors who need to be dealt with, and the rest of the people were just wandering around the building. A lot of people thought they were allowed in there. A lot of people said, oh, the doors are open and the cops aren't stopping anybody. As a matter of fact, again, We have police officers on video telling people as they entered, you have a right to be in here. We have no problem with you expressing your freedom of speech. Just don't get violent. Don't start vandalizing anything. Well, what is that then? Is that what happens in an insurgency? Here are the rules, folks. If you're going to have an insurgency, please pass them along. Pass that to the person behind you. We have a list of rules, folks. No, come on, stop already. Oh, and the second reason is this investigation will happen just about the time of the midterms. And for that reason, it will hopefully smear any Republican candidate that might run across it. This is all done for political purpose. They don't give one damn about the people who entered that Capitol building. They've already got the bad actors. What they're trying now is communism 101. Find the people who might think not like we do. Someone had a group saying, take our election back. Our election was rigged. Those people are anti-governmental, dangerous people. They help to incite this. Marcus Kane has a radio show where he said we changed the rules of the election to suit ourselves and blamed it on COVID. He must be someone who helped in this. Silence him. We know where you're going with this. Who are you, Kim Jong-un? Ah, you're revealing yourselves. You're revealing yourselves, aren't you? And by the way, it doesn't work the other way. One of the Space Force captains was fired because he said the military is turning Marxist. The military is basically turning Marxist. They're purposely trying to install people in the military, in the top ranks of the military, who have a Marxist ideology. He was fired for that. Now, you may say, well, you shouldn't say something like that. You shouldn't put your own spin on something, really. Well, I don't know. Bishop Garrison is one of the guys who's in charge of restructuring the military, and he said the military is becoming too extreme patriotic, radically patriotic. We got to weed those people out. That's what he said. He's not fired. So let me get this straight. If one person believes that the military is becoming too far right, he is given a job to correct that. If another person thinks that the military is becoming too far left, he's fired. Make any sense to you? Is that equality to you? No, it's communism. It's right in front of your face and people are just ignoring it. You got Black Lives Matter literally saying, we are trained Marxists. They're on camera. Yes, we are trained Marxists. The leaders of Black Lives Matter are trained Marxists. And you tell your average person, do you know they're trained Marxists? That's a right-wing talking point. No, it's not. They said it. Oh, and they weighed in on Israel quick enough, didn't they? And guess whose side they're on? Oh, the Palestinians. Wait a minute. You're going to change the name of your group to Palestinians Lives Matter now? So let me get this straight. Children who were killed in the crossfire of gang violence in Chicago don't interest you. Children who are killed as the result of Hamas putting them purposely in harm's way to make Israel look bad, that does interest you. Very, very unusual, huh? Maybe you better take a good hard look again at Black Lives Matter and ask yourself, if their goal is to just make sure that there's equal treatment in under the law of black Americans, why are they weighing in on Palestine and Israel? Why aren't they worried about the gang violence in Chicago and in Baltimore? That's a tough one, isn't it? It's not tough. It's not tough at all. They've taken their masks off and they showed you who they are. Now it's just up to you to open your eyes wide enough to see the truth. You are surrounded by anti-Semitic, racist, communists and Marxists and socialists, and they have literally invaded every aspect from judges to politicians, to school teachers, to the point where they think this is normal. They think teaching little Johnny that he should go home ashamed to be white and tell his dad you had privileges and that's the only reason we have a nice house is okay. Why don't you go ask, Jay-Z if he has a nice house and ask him if it's in a black neighborhood? Because the answer is going to be no. Yeah, I got a big old mansion here in a predominantly white area. Why? Why? Why don't you use your money to fix up some black impoverished areas? How come? I don't want to be around that crime rate. Oh, okay. Gotcha. It's even worse than we think, though. Because now we have Facebook fact checkers who, if you do try to say anything that they remotely disagree with, they just say, no, well, you're banned. Now, I want people to understand something very clearly. Facebook is a platform. They're not a publisher. And there's a difference. A platform, you may have to take responsibility if someone says, I'm coming to your house to kill you. Or maybe Mr. Adir Raja, if he says there should be another Hitler. But you're not a publisher. You don't tell people what the truth is. That's what publishers do. If you're a publisher, then unfortunately it's not even true because all these newspapers lie like a rug. And then say, well, we don't do it. You know, we didn't fact check it. Why should we fact check it? This is what we think. There's a responsibility as a publisher to make sure anything that's published in your platform is true. There's no such thing on just a normal platform. Because some of it's opinion. How about if I say the Beatles suck? How about if I say the Beatles are the most underrated or overrated band of all time? And they didn't really sell all that many records. A lot of those were just publicity stunts that the record companies pulled to make everybody think it was a fad so they'd run out and buy it. That's not true. But I guarantee you that Facebook wouldn't fact check it. It's my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion. I know a guy who went to Facebook jail because he said Geraldo Rivera is an idiot. Funny, because people were saying Donald Trump was a Nazi. They didn't get banned. They didn't get put in Facebook jail. Just the guy says Geraldo Rivera is an idiot. I guarantee you if somebody says Donald Trump is an idiot, they're not going to be put in Facebook jail. See how that works? Communism. That's what that is. And now we get to this point where we have to talk about the godlike, the pope of the medical industry, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who I did a whole show on last week, discussing how easily this man lies, how fluidly he lies, and then later covers it up by saying, I did it for your own good, folks. Well, he's done it again. And you should be outraged. This man set before Ron Paul, who I'm not a huge fan of, really, but he grilled Dr. Fauci. And one thing he said to him is this. If you have been vaccinated, wearing a mask is just a charade. It's just a facade. It's virtue signaling. Is that not right? And he said, no, it's not right. You don't know what you're talking about. We wear the mask because it's extra protection. We're not sure. We don't know. You might still be able to get it. No, wearing a mask is not a facade. No. The vaccinated still have to wear masks for a while. We still got to keep this going. No, I disagree with you totally. I'm not wearing a mask, even though I'm vaccinated. I'm not wearing a mask for a facade or to virtue signal. I'm doing it because I'm responsible. I'm a responsible person. Well, the other day he's on Good Morning America, and he says, oh, well, yeah, you know, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. I knew you didn't need a mask, but I didn't want to send mixed messages, and the CDC hadn't really come out and had an opinion on that yet. So even though I knew that you really had no chance of catching COVID if you've been vaccinated and you do not need a mask, even indoors, I said you did because I didn't want to send mixed messages. You lied. You lied to the American people. You should be in jail. You really should be. You should be in jail. But here's a newsflash. You've been lied to. This is my opinion. Opinion flash. You never needed a mask. You never needed a mask. And I'll tell you why you never needed a mask. Because every single viral expert I have ever heard agreed that the particles from the COVID virus are smaller than that of perfume. Therefore, if you have a mask on and you can smell someone's cologne or perfume, the COVID virus can get through. And you got people who just, I got my bandana around my mouth and nose. Oh, I got this cute little thing that has a kitty cat on it that I found at a dollar store. Do you think that if masks were vital to saving people from spreading what could have been the most deadly disease of all time, that the CDC wouldn't have said you must have these particular type of masks and we are going to make sure they are available to you? Don't you think that would have happened? Only these masks can we certify as being able to block the COVID virus, and we are going to get them distributed as quickly as possible. No. They said, wear anything you want. Old T-shirts, fine. You want to just pull your sweatshirt up around your mouth and nose, that's fine. You want to go to a dollar store and buy a mask and say masks don't work, that's fine. You think that's logical? Of course it's not logical. They were giving you advice on everything else. They would have said only these masks that we are now mass manufacturing. Only and these masks and these masks only will block this virus. No, that wasn't their mandate at all. They said anything will do. Anything will do. You want to put a plastic shield? You want to wear your motorcycle helmet? You want to put your nasty old snot rag tied around your nose and mouth? That's fine. Anything will do. Just anything will do. Oh, I guess it's just not that deadly of a virus then. You don't care what we wear, right? It doesn't matter. Wear whatever you want. As long as your mouth and nose is covered, we don't care what it's covered with. That doesn't make any sense, folks. It doesn't make any sense. And now Anthony Fauci admits it and says, well, you know, what was I supposed to do? I don't want to step on the CDC's toes. I knew all along. Let me give you a little conspiracy theory. Marcus Kane's Conspiracy Theory 101. I'm sure you've seen those what if I were to tell you memes, right? What if I were to tell you that Anthony Fauci told the truth when he said American people don't need masks? Way back. And then he was told to say it was a lie because they wanted you to wear them. Maybe Anthony Fauci told the truth the first time. And then they got to him and said, nah, that's not what you're going to do. Because he was quick enough to, oh, maybe you should wear two. Maybe you should wear three. But it doesn't matter what they are. They can be made of Swiss cheese, I guess, right? Just jump into a dollar store and the deadliest pandemic in the history of mankind can be defeated by a dollar store mask that was made from the same goddamn country that launched the damn thing on us to begin with. And then Anthony Fauci says, oh, well, there's no chance it came from a Wuhan laboratory. This is the same way every single virus comes from. Oh, well, one of the heads of the CDC disagrees. When she was asked, could this have possibly been manufactured in a laboratory, she said, yes, that's a very strong possibility. Interesting. So I thought Anthony Fauci didn't want to step on the CDC's toes. So how come Anthony Fauci is waxing poetic about where this virus could have came from before the CDC makes an official announcement? caught in another lie, Mr. Fauci. You're a propagandist. And because of you, a lot of people came down with lung disorders, asthma, their businesses were shut down. All kinds of things happened as a result of your lies. And then you smugly look at the camera and say, well, you know, I did it for everybody's own good. These are the people we're dealing with, folks. We are dealing with a radical, left-wing extremist, communists, Marxists, and socialists. And they don't give one damn what happens to you as long as they fulfill their agenda. And until the American people make their voices heard and say, oh, no, this is not the direction this country's going in, they're going to keep right on doing it. You heard one of Biden's officials when it comes to, transportation said, well, you know, this gas thing, none of this would have happened if you just all had electric cars. You do realize we're still going to need the oil to run these electrical grids that charge these cars, right? You do realize that we don't even have the structure in place that if these cars break down, 90% of mechanics don't know how to fix them. You do realize that there are countries that have graveyards of these cars because they die and there's no fixing them, right? You do realize that. I'm assuming you do, because I do, and I'm not a politician. So if I know that, how come you don't? How come? See, I'm tired of just the American people dismissing these people and saying, well, they're stupid. No, they're not stupid. That's where you're making your mistake. These people are not stupid. They're shrewd. They want you to think they're stupid. Oh, look, he doesn't even know. Oh, no, they know. They just hope you don't. And they don't care. I'll play the stupid guy if it means I get my ideology. Kamala Harris was asked directly, would you be in favor of having mandatorily changing Americans' diets where we purchase less meat, we have less meat available? I said, yes, I'd absolutely be in favor of that. How dare you tell me what to eat? How dare you? How come you know better than me what I can put in my body? But interestingly enough, my body, my choice only works if it's abortion. My body, my choice doesn't mean I don't have to take the vaccine. It's all, you'll be shut away. You'll be a castaway if you don't take the vaccine. We're telling you what to do with your body. How about if I want to eat 6 hamburgers? Oh, you can't do that. We're telling you what you can do with your body. How about if I tell that lady she shouldn't be killing her baby? Oh, no, it's her body. Can't tell her what to do with her body. Wow, interesting. You guys have a weird sort of a way of spreading your hypocrisy, don't you? So what are we dealing with, folks? We're dealing with blatant racists in power, such as Lori Lightfoot, who has declared that she will not have one-on-one interviews with white people. Yeah, that's going to really extend the olive branch of peace between the races. That sounds like a marvelous idea, Miss Lightfoot. You moron. You racist moron. And instead of the Democratic Party saying, well, this is an outrage. I mean, this is just a flat-out outrage. Instead of the Democratic left-leaning media saying, well, we're not going to stand for this. They're all saying, well, you know, it's one of those things we have to understand. No, you don't have to understand. You don't have to understand racism. That's blatant racism. Why don't you people grow a set? Why don't you reporters grow a set and say, hey, Lightfoot, who the hell do you think you are? You're the mayor of Chicago. There are white people in Chicago. You're there to represent everyone. Everyone. And you don't get to say what color of skin can sit and talk to you. You're not a dictator. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if Donald Trump said, okay, I'm done. I've had it. If you're not white, I'm not talking to you. What do you think would have happened? I'm curious. What do you think would have happened? What do you think would have happened if Donald Trump had said, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, that, you know, past this day, black reporters are not allowed? unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And you remember, of course, when Donald Trump was being so hard and horrible and evil on those poor, poor illegal immigrants. He was separating children from their families. And AOC was crying. And Chuckie Schumer was crying. Now they're all sleeping on the floor side by side, passing COVID to one another indiscriminately. 1,000 in a facility that holds 300. I don't see Chuck Schumer crying. I don't see AOC going up there taking a selfie in front of it saying, this is horrible. Don't you understand this was just politics? They don't one of them people give a damn as though every one of those kids died. They don't care. They don't care. The only reason they'd care is, oh, it looked bad for us. Do you think this looks bad for us? That would have been their first question. If somebody said, you know what? 800 of those kids died last night. They would have said, how does this look for us? How do we spin it for us? They wouldn't have said, oh, my God. They wouldn't have came out and said, our policy was wrong. How are we ever going to, you know, live this down? We're so sorry. No, they wouldn't have done that. They would have said, how do we spin this to make it Donald Trump's fault? There's got to be a way. Let's hold an emergency meeting and figure out how we can blame this on Donald Trump. That's exactly what they would have done. We are now looking. You can say all you want, Joe Biden's incompetent. Any idiot knows if you close down a pipeline, gas is going to go up. Any idiot knows if you say you can't drill on federal land, gas prices are going to go up. And I want to spring this on you. A couple days ago, Joe Biden released all of the sanctions that was on Vladimir Putin and Russia's pipeline to supply gas to Europe. Donald Trump had imposed it, and we were actually importing. Or exporting, I should say. We were exporting fuel to Europe. We were the number one exporters because Trump had put a halt on that Putin's plans for a pipeline. Joe Biden said, oh, all of those things are off. All those restrictions are off. Go ahead, Mr. Putin. Wait a minute. I thought Donald Trump was the puppet of Vladimir Putin. That's what you told everyone, right? That's what I can put on social media and they won't ban me. They won't fact check me. So who do you think is the puppet of Vladimir Putin, the man who stopped him from making money by halting that pipeline into Europe, thus making us the number one exporter of fuel to Europe? Or do you think it's Joe Biden who instantly said, I'm releasing all that. Go ahead. We don't need to make money. We don't need to export our fuel to Europe. You go ahead and make that money, Vladimir. Who do you think? Who do you think is the puppet of Putin? I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I want you to answer me that question. Why does that make sense? We're making money exporting fuel to Europe, and now we're not going to because Joe Biden has said, go ahead and do your pipeline, Mr. Putin. But he's not the puppet of Russia. It's Donald Trump who is, who prevented old Vladimir from making those bucks. I mean, you can't be serious anymore. You can't think America is falling for this. You can't. It's incomprehensible that you think Americans are that stupid. And that's what I want to remind every single American voter. They do think you're that stupid. They honest and truly do. See, unless you're one of their elite, since the days I'm sure that you were in junior high school or even grade school, there have been clubs, right? And unless you were like the popular kid, unless you were the top athletes, unless you were the most popular girls or the whatever, you don't get to be in that club. And they all sit around and talk about how stupid you are and how dumb you are and how ugly you are and how weak you are. That's the Democratic Party now. They're those kids saying, those people, we'll tell them anything. Anything we want to tell them. Oh, Joe Biden's flooding the border after he said, come on over. If I'm the president, you guys better flood the border. And then when they flood the border, that's Donald Trump's fault. I never said such a thing. Mayorkas literally testifies before Congress and says, I never told anybody to come. Your exact words were, Yes, come, but don't come right now. We're going to clear that. We're a little crowded. We'll fix this up, and then it's back to go ahead. I don't recall ever saying that. Really? Well, you're on tape saying that. But you see, instead of saying I never said that, then that would be a lie to Congress. You just say, I don't recall it. That's the old Hillary Clinton trick. I don't recall that. And then if you say, well, here it is on videotape, okay, well, I just didn't recall it. I guess I did do it, but I didn't recall it. It's not a lie. I just didn't remember. They all remember. You're being scammed, totally scammed, by Marxists, communists, and socialists. Pretty soon the meat prices are going to go up. First, it's going to be the gas, and the gas is going to become unobtainable until you say, well, I don't know what to tell you. I can't afford to put gas in my car. So I can barely go leave my neighborhood. And then all of these other businesses that relied on people from outside the neighborhood sometimes to come in are going to suffer because you're not coming because the gas prices are too high. And then guess what's going to happen? All the truckers who supply all the stores are going to say, well, the prices are going to go up because we can't deliver it for the same price we used to. And groceries are going to go up. And the cost of household goods are going to go up. The cost of everything that's delivered by truck is going to go up. Or ship even. Or airplane. Whatever you want to say. Fuel. So what that causes? That causes inflation. Who's hurt by that? You think millionaires are hurt by that? You think Jeff Bezos is chewing his fingernails off that gas might be $5 a gallon? I don't think so. I think the kid working at Burger King is chewing his fingernails off saying, it's a 15-mile trip one way for me to go to work. That's 30 miles. If that's 2 gallons of gas for me and my flipper. So that's $10 to get there and back every day. I only make 40. Sorry, folks. It's going to hurt the lower class and the lower middle class. It'll hurt everybody as far as the same money, but the people who have more money really don't care. Like I said, Jeff Bezos ain't chewing his fingernails off about the price of steak or the price of gasoline. Because he's in the club. You're not. You eat meat substitute. We'll be dining on filet mignon tonight. This is what you voted for. Or they claim you voted for. Now, you're not even allowed. This is what I want you to understand. How come you're not allowed to say the election was a fraud, even if it's not true? How come you're not allowed to say that? That's your opinion. How dare your opinion be censored? If you wanted to get on a social media platform and say the election was a fraud, you are going to be put in Facebook jail or Twitter jail or whatever the hell they call it. Your account's going to be frozen. Why? You see, it doesn't even make any sense because the minute you do that, you can post whatever you want on any social media platform. You could post that, anyone who likes bacon is an idiot. And within 30 seconds, bacon lovers will be like, you're an idiot. That's not true. You can post that pot causes cancer just as much as cigarettes. And somebody else like, no. The facts are they fact check themselves. Your own members fact check each other. You don't need to be there. You're always going to get somebody who disagrees with whatever you say. I don't care what it is. You post something, and in 30 seconds, somebody's going to post back that you're wrong, and here's why. Because that's what social media is. So how come the fact checkers have to be there? If I look at somebody's post and it says, turns out Donald Trump is a space alien, and he comes from the planet Equisas, and he was sent here to destroy the planet, I'm going to say, oh, the guy's an idiot. I don't need Facebook or Twitter to tell me this is not proven. Yeah, no shit. No shit. If I go across the thing and somebody tells me Hillary Clinton is really a lizard person who transforms into a lizard when she's not in public, okay. I don't need Facebook to tell me that's not true. Okay? So again, what does Facebook think? They think you're idiots. See, this is the predominant theme, folks. The left are in this elite little club who think you're all idiots. We have to tell you what's true and what's false because you don't know. We have to tell you what's good for you to eat because you don't know. We have to tell you what you need to drive and who you need to vote for and what you need to believe because you don't know. You're just the unwashed masses. We're the masters. We're the elite. We know. I don't think I've ever said this on the air, but I'll tell you a true story. When I was a child growing up, my parents told me the people who run this country, be they Republican or Democrat, are people you should admire. They work hard. They're smarter than the average person. They have done their homework. They're geared directly toward what they think is best for this country, irregardless to whether there's a D next to their name or an R next to their name. These are the people who have dedicated their lives to making sure this country is secure. And they are the smartest of the smart and the more educated of the educated and the truest of the true. And I believed it for a while. Now I'm going to tell you this. Republicans or Democrats, the vast majority of these people are dumb as a brick. They're not the smartest of the smart. They're the luckiest of the lucky or the laziest of the lazy. They found a way to make money and do absolutely fuck all. They think they're smart. They think they're better than you, and they think they get to call the shots. They've forgotten. They're just the voice of the people. They're supposed to be your voice. My voice did not say shut down a pipeline. My voice did not say I want gasoline to go up to $5 a gallon. My voice did not say I want people banned for their opinions. My voice did not say I want elected officials to only hold press conferences and talk to people of colors they choose. My voice did not say I want censorship on one side but not another. And neither did most of yours. See, they're slowly shifting it from we're the voice of the people to we are the rulers of the people. That's where they're going with this. Because they're the ones who get to make the law. They're the ones who get to pass the bills. They're the ones who get to do all this stuff. And you're the lowly who just have to follow what they do unless you kick them out of office, unless you make it clear we will not stand for this. And that's what you have to do. And, of course, you have to do it peacefully. But, I mean, let's face it, folks. Donald Trump says we're going to take a walk down to the Capitol. We're going to be peaceful. Very important that we be peaceful, but we got to fight. I mean, we got to fight for what we think is right. And the left says, see, the key word is fight. When he said fight, what he really meant was don't be peaceful. Insurrection! Charge! Like Mel Gibson in Braveheart. But when Maxine Waters says, if this verdict does not come out the way we want, there will be more confrontation. There will be more riots. That's perfectly acceptable. In a sense, she didn't mean that. That's not what she meant by that. Well, according to who, though? According to who? According to you, because she's on your side. So you're going to run cover for her. You want the police to police their own, but you sure as hell don't want to police your own. All I ever hear is, well, if the police would just actually police their own and get rid of the bad actors, we wouldn't have to. How about you? How about you do that? How about you tell Maxine Waters you can't tell people to chase people out of market squares and grocery stores and everything else for being Trump supporters? Get lost, old woman. You're mad as a bat. How about if you tell AOC, shut up about this damn Hamas thing? You're making a damn fool out of yourself because you don't know shit from applesauce. Why don't you educate yourself before you make a damn fool of yourself in our party? No, they won't do that. Oh, they'll pretend to. Look at Cuomo. Oh, we're going to go after him, that dirty bastard. Look what he did to women. He sexually harassed them. Now he's making jokes about it. When a reporter said to him the other day, have you ever had an intimate or have you ever had a, yeah, an intimate relationship with anyone who works for you? He turned to some guy and said, well, you know, intimate means many things. I think I'm very intimate with him, but not physically. Yeah, it's real funny. So now you can make jokes about your plight. You know why he can make jokes about his plight? Because he knows nothing's going to happen to him. That's why he can make jokes, because he knows he's out of the deep water now. Because when these Democrats came after him, he simply said, let's see what we got on you. And he simply said, well, you know what? If this thing gets pushed a little too far, some things are going to come out about you you're not going to like. And all of a sudden, all the Democrats are like, well, you know, just let the American people vote him out of office if that's what they want. Why should we go through the hassle? Yeah, why should you police your own? Why should you? Isn't that what he told one of the Democratic constituents from New York? I'll make sure your career is finished unless you do what I say. That's what he told him in a phone call. And at least that guy was honest enough to admit it. Where is that guy now? Anybody giving him a microphone? You know what they told him? Shut up. Shut the hell up. Oh, they tell him to shut up. They won't tell AOC to shut up. They won't tell Ilhan Omar to shut up. When they're basically supporting terrorist groups, won't tell them to shut up. This is what we got to deal with, folks. The masks are off. They've taken them off, and they've shown you who they really are. Now, you can either choose to believe it, or you can bury your head in the sand like an ostrich and say, no, 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 no. They're all good, moral, wonderful people. I don't know why Lori Lightfoot doesn't want to talk to white people. I don't know why the Space Force guy was fired for saying the military's turning Marxist, but the one of the heads of the military can say though it's turning radically patriotic and be applauded for it. I don't know why Cuomo's getting away with sexual harassment. I don't know why Adil Raha can still be a reporter after saying we need another Hitler. I don't know why the House Democrats all voted not to sanction Hamas, who's a terrorist organization. I don't know. But they're good people. I don't know why they're trying to teach our children to self-hate because they're white. I don't know why. Keep burying your heads in the sand. Because pretty soon you'll have no choice. They have gone from being the voice of the people. They have gone from being your representatives to your masters. And they like it that way. And now that the masks are off, you can clearly see it.